Hello, welcome to Empower Your Business with Project Online. My name is Chris Tolbert. I am a solution sales specialist based in the Greater Southeast District. Today, the topics that we will cover are as follows. Project management today, how Microsoft can help, Project Online ROI, mobile project management, migration approach, and data governance and compliance. On today's panel, we have Project Global Black Belt,
Sean Kim.
Hello.
Project Global Black Belt, Michael DiCarlo.
Hello, everyone.
And AvePoint CTO, Dux Raymond Tsai.
Hey, everyone.
So, what's going on with Project?
Well, a common theme that I've seen from customers is that they have different needs to manage different types of work. So it could be a simple task list, it could be a basic plan for a small team or a small work effort, or it could be a blown up project portfolio management need. Either way, they need a holistic solution that covers all of their different needs, at the same time ties everything back together at the enterprise level. So it's really about managing your work, not just your projects.
When I visit with our customers, I hear a lot about, how do I build a business case for projects? What's the ROI, et cetera? I also hear, why cloud? Why should we move to the cloud? We're concerned about things like security, et cetera. And then from both sides of the house, on the business side of the house, I hear about reporting. So the business folks, the people that sponsor the projects and the stakeholders, they want to know, how can I see real-time reporting? I want insight into my projects quicker. And on the flip side, the PMO or the project managers or whoever's running the project is, I have all these people that are asking for reports. How do I get that off my plate? How do I get these reports out faster?
For me, one thing that I see in the landscape of project and project management is the world's moving so fast. Companies being bought, buildings are being built. And with this agility, and that's one of the big buzzwords we hear a lot, right? Agile, iterative, Scrum, Kanban. So there's this need of how do you support teams that are moving so fast with the right tool, but like Sean mentioned, still provide visibility up to the powers that be or customers of what's going on at that level and also at the high level picture in the entire organization.
So one of the strengths of the Microsoft Project PPM solution is in its flexibility to cater to different requirements or different needs of the customer. For example, a project manager needs a certain type of tool that helps them plan and then execute and monitor, maintain their projects, their schedules. That includes your building your WBSs, doing your task dependencies, resource over allocations, seeking your critical path, that kind of thing, which is all great, but for an executive, they may not care so much. They want something else. They want to do. They want to be able to see KPIs and dashboards that shows a status of all their projects at a simple glance. So different tools for different roles is what really one of the basic strengths of the Project Online solution. So as an example, Project Pro for Office 365 is a desktop tool that's deployed through the cloud. It's meant for, it's catered towards your project managers. It provides all of the robust capabilities that a project manager needs. Project Online is something a little bit different. So Project Online gives you more enterprise capabilities. So portfolio management, the ability to select and manage your portfolios based on business drivers and strategic value. And resource management, the way you can see resources across the enterprise, see what their availability is, see what their capacity is, see what they're working on, and what they will be working on in the future, so you can see if you have enough resources to do the projects that you want to do. And of course, it does project and task management, right? That's just Project Online.
Sure.
And of course, collaboration. Another thing is Project Lite. So Project Lite is another option that you have for customers. It gives team members something they can work with. So it gives you a list of all your tasks in one place where you can see everything that you need to be working on. It gives you ability to see the projects that you're assigned to. And also collaboration, which is probably the most important part of project management. It gives you a place where you can go and collaborate on different parts of the project. So all your document artifacts for the project, all of your risks and issues management, it has a team calendar, many different things. It helps you collaborate and communicate with other members of your team. Now, this is really all built on top of Office 365. So the good thing about that is that it takes advantage of all of the capabilities and I guess strengths of Office 365. So the 99.9% SLA, money back guaranteed SLA, applies to Project Online.
There you go.
And also the compliance for Office 365, including FedRAMP and HIPAA and ISO 27001,
sure,
all applies to Project Online. So it's great for customers.
So as we continue, there's two things I want to point out is project management and portfolio management. So project management, as most of us are familiar with, is meeting an objective with resources, with tasks to meet those objectives, with timelines. Portfolio management, on the other hand, is a collection of projects or collection of efforts that we look at holistically to meet our company's objectives. Portfolio management is more significant to overall measurement of how we're doing as a whole. At Microsoft today, even our own CEO, Satya Nadella, has said, take on projects, but fail faster. So portfolio management actually gives us a view into how projects are performing, and from an executive point of view, should we end projects quicker that aren't doing so well? How do we balance our project portfolio so we meet our company objectives faster? Time to market, as Doug said earlier, is everything, agility. And so portfolio management addresses those types of issues.
And I want to touch on that real quick, because when I talk to customers, right, at the end of the day, especially decision makers, how can I make better decisions? Absolutely. I need my visibility. Because in a lot of organizations today, the reports that executives get, guess what? It's 2 weeks old. Yep. It's in some nice PowerPoint, but okay, let's stop this, doesn't make sense. Sorry, because this is 2 weeks old. So I love that growth mindset, but that's a power, and we'll see this in a second, of technologies like Project Online that provides a lot of real-time visibility.
And it's interesting because we're also frequently asked with respect to return on investment, ROI. So what does a customer get if they decide, you know, in terms of ROI, if they decide to invest in Project Online?
So Project Online, the ROI is a cloud ROI. It's a software as a service type offering. And with that, you eliminate the need to support an infrastructure. So right away, you can cut out administrative tasks. Microsoft hosts the environment. Scalability, burstability, disaster recovery, continuance of business, since everything is up in the cloud and it's not managed by you anymore, basically you can reallocate those resources that you put for administration to that environment on-prem. As a matter of fact, you probably avoid future capital investments or however you fund it to build out environments like that as you scale up or scale down. Also, it actually allows you flexibility in the business world. So if you have customers that are involved in mergers and acquisitions, it gives you more time to market to integrate those companies and to access that one project from a cloud or those many projects from a cloud environment. So the ROI is quite significant, and as Microsoft and as our partners can do is we can come down to your environment and actually help you build out an ROI and show you the return on investment. I will point out though, if you have an existing environment and you are moving to Project Online, there is typically an initial upfront cost as you migrate over. I think Dux will talk a little bit about migration later on. And so once you get beyond that hurdle, it's really the economics of the cloud.
And wasn't there a study by Forrester? There's a TEI report on ROI, so that's very helpful.
Yeah. And we'll make that link available at the end of this call.
Sure.
Now, what's interesting is all these points are unequivocally important, but you know what they say. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So, Dux, we need some kind of visual. Can you give us
a demo? All right. Now, let me drive here. So I'm going to show you everything we kind of talked about. So really, how do you benefit from Project Online? First and foremost, as Mike mentioned, you don't have to worry about infrastructure. Literally, it's part of the Office 365 family of products. It'll be very familiar to you. You'll see, if you're familiar with SharePoint, you'll see some SharePoint capabilities. We'll talk about Power BI. But it's quick and easy. Just even if you can't, if you don't know the URL, Bing it, Project Online, sign up. And once you sign up, it'll take you to, this is out of the box. I just signed up, and this is what I get, right? You can get started quickly with Project Online. So let's start with step one. In a typical project lifecycle, what you want to do is you want to make sure people work collaboratively quickly. Because today, when we get started on a project, emails start flying back and forth. Well, that's okay, it's not efficient. So the beauty with Project Online, it allows us to get everybody on the same page right away. So in Project Online, I can simply click this tile called Create or Import a New Project, and notice that out of the box, it comes with a lot of predefined project templates already. Now, the good news is you can add your own templates as well. So if you're an organization like in a software organization, you can have a template for, you know, a new release of a software. Or if you're in marketing, you can create a template for a marketing event. So it can adjust and it can grow with your organization as well. So I took the liberty, in the interest of time, I created a project, and I called this project Best Project Ever. So, as you can see, this project site is powered by SharePoint. So for those that are familiar with SharePoint, SharePoint is, if not, I would say it's the best collaboration technology out there. I may be biased, but it provides a lot of the project collaboration technologies that your team would need. So in a typical project site, Sean mentioned earlier, there's a lot of key components. You can have a what's called a project document library, where you can have all your project documents there. So I uploaded some documents, I'll talk about that. You can have a project notebook, so you can capture every single thing, even ad hoc, around the project. And it's not just for you, the project manager, your project team members can do this too. Now, you can add a risk list, I have a task list, you can put issues list, and even better, I don't know if you guys watch the launch of SharePoint 2016. SharePoint in the cloud, Office 365, obviously Project Online, has the latest and greatest capabilities as well. So even if you're mobile, which we'll hit on in later on, this would be available in a mobile interface too. So now that I have my project site, right? Again, I said step one, get everybody on the same page. Now that I have my project site, so let's say, you know, I want to work on some of my tasks. Let me go to my task list. I noticed that in my task list, I have kickoff, requirements gathering, and let's see. Let me go ahead and add it to my timeline. There you go. Oop, I need to add dates before I can add to my timeline. So let me go ahead and let's say I need to gather requirements on the 22nd, and requirements gathering exercise won't get done till the 24th. That's my initial estimates. There you go. So as I hit save, one of the nice things that I could do from a visual perspective, I can add to the timeline. So on the project site itself, anybody that's part of the project can have a visual indicator, if you may, of what's going on. The other benefit of Project Online, while it's leveraging SharePoint, and this is something that a lot of people don't think about, is the deep integration with existing tools people use. Now, come on, if you're like me, Outlook is always up, Excel is always up in my computer, right? I mean, I love SharePoint, I love Project Online, but Outlook is my go-to technology. Excel is my go-to technology. The power of the Project Online platform, it works with a family of Microsoft products. And that's the other value proposition. We talked about different people, different roles. And again, if people prefer to use Microsoft Project on the desktop, for example, because I know a lot of you project managers out there, diehard Microsoft Project Pro desktop user, you might find this good, but you still want your project. That's all right, because check what I could do. I can open up my project directly in Microsoft Project Pro. And as I open up, notice that you see it there. Not only will the information appear, the information actually syncs. So now, notice, remember the dates I put on the project site earlier? Now it shows up. So let me put another task here. So let's say, look for vendors. All right. And let me put my estimated duration for this task. And in fact, let me put a date here. I'm going to start doing it on the 30th. That long, and in fact, I'm gonna go up to the timeline view because you know I want some difference in color scheme here. And let me add, this should be good. Let's do this. Add to the timeline. Another color scheme change right there. There you go. And friends, again, we talked about different strokes for different folks. This is project management for everyone. If I'm the PM and I love to work in Microsoft Project, go for it. Now, what about my team? For my team, if they don't really need to use Microsoft Project, they could just go to the project site, which they have access to. All the updates I do and provide will be made available as soon as it syncs to the project site. So there's a lot of great benefit and a lot of great capabilities that Project Online offers. So now, we talked about being able to get on the same page quickly through a project site. We talked about integrating with Office technologies. What else can we do? the second key benefit of Project Online is the ability for you to manage your project or portfolio proactively. You have a lot of visibility into different facets of the project. You can look at a specific project, which is great for a project manager, or let's say you're a program manager or a portfolio manager, even a high-level executive, you want to see the big picture. Project Online provides you that capability. So here in Project Online, there's a section called Project Center. When I clicked on it, it gave me the big picture view of all the projects I have in my organization. And the way my projects are set up, we've configured it so that it's categorized or organized in what's called a stage gate process organization. So I'm looking at every project that's being planned, every project that's being managed. And the view we're seeing here is highly customizable. Because in my company, we're interested to see which departments are running the project, who owns it, cost. I can even put my project health in ROI. You know, earlier Mike talked about ROI, but that should look familiar to you, right? Your red, amber, green KPI, key performance indicators. And you can define what these colors mean. You can say, oh, as long as we're within 10% of budget, it's green. Anything above 10%, it's yellow. Or anything above 50%, it's red. So you could set up all these views, and if you still want to see your Gantt chart across your portfolio, you can certainly do that. Out of the box, it comes with a lot of different views. So if you're keen on understanding your earned value, you can look at that. I can even look at all the different aspects of the project. A lot of benefit, especially to those tracking all the schedule, all the project timelines and costs. Now, another area that I'm sure organizations are quite interested to learn about is how are we leveraging our resources? You know, when I used to run IT PMO, one of the conversations I have with managers and project managers is, do we have enough capacity? Do we still have enough people to take on this work? There's a lot of demand coming. And what do? How do we figure out if we have enough people to do this? We play the game of resource Tetris. You know what I'm talking about. Every Tuesday, we get together in a conference room, we fire up Excel on a projector and see, okay, can Mike take on this work? Or can Chris do that? Can Sean do that? Again, it's so manual and so cumbersome. No more. With Project Online, you have resource management capability across the enterprise. So what I'm going to show you here, friends, is a capability that's within what's called Resource Center. It shows all the resources I have for my project. So I pick a couple resources, and I want to look at capacity. So I click on capacity planning. What it's doing in real time, it goes into Project Online, look at what everybody's working on based on a specific timeline, and I can look at their availability, their capacity. Boy, this is so useful. Now, if I want to drill down, right, so I have a couple of people here, Alex, Amy, Glenn, and I want to understand what are they actually doing. I mean, I see the availability, I see the capacity. Let me look at the resource assignment. So in this scenario, friends, we can see, let me pull this out so we can look at all the details. So we can see every single project and the task of the project that Alex is working on, how much work was allocated, how much has he done, all that good stuff. So again, we're able to work proactively and have better visibility across our projects and across our resources. Now, what about our executives? What about our customers? This is all good, but they're not gonna go into the nitty gritty details, minutia of all the tasks and hours in.
No.
They want big picture, right? They want their dashboard. Now, by the way, here's a tip if you wanna get promoted at work. The secret to career success is one word. When you see your boss, look at them straight in the eye and say the word dashboard. Instant promotion right there. Now, I should be on another show, right? Anyway, but let me show you here, friends. This is a Sensei Portfolio Dashboard. It's actually an acquisition by Microsoft. If you've seen in the last couple of months, Microsoft as a company has been very, very aggressive with their cloud-first, mobile-first strategy of acquiring a lot of phenomenal technologies. And the Microsoft project team is no different. Sensei Portfolio Dashboard was an acquisition last year, and it really supports and provides better dashboarding or an alternative way to report on your project. So if we look at this, I can click and slice and dice and see what's going on. And it's very useful. Again, it can show up on non-PC devices. You have iPads, you have phones. All those would work just fine. Now, if you want something much more richer and sophisticated, and this gets me excited, is Power BI.
Power BI.
If you guys aren't familiar with Power BI, this is a great business intelligence technology. A lot of endless ways to do visualization. So what I have here is I tapped into Project Online environment, and as you can see, I can look at all the different types of all the different projects. I can click in, I can drill down, so you can slice and dice it however you want. Another cool thing is, and this is one of the things, my favorite things with Power BI, is you can do natural language query. Now, for those not familiar with natural language query, it's, you know, in the old way of doing things is you pull up reports, right? There's a report for this, there's a report for that. But with natural language, you can just ask it. You can say, okay, I want to see project cost. So notice as I'm typing this, it just dynamically doing it, right? I want to see project cost in a pie format, right? So now, I click on this. There you go. So I could look at it in a pie format for that one specific project, or if I want to see project risk, I could do the same thing. It shows me all the risk. So I could just ask these questions, and then one more thing, but wait, there's more. If you want to make it more visible and richer, right, in a lot of large organizations, you might want to layer maps against it because I want to see all the projects around the world, and I want, you know, show me heat maps. And with this heat map, as you can see, it's powered by Bing. We can see what projects are there, what countries, and these colors may mean certain things. It may mean all these are troubled projects, or it's green, it's fine, total costs. Boy, phenomenal platform, and I can't tell you enough of how powerful, how flexible, and how useful Project Online is. Was that enough demo for you?
That's great.
That was exactly what we needed. What a demonstration. You know, what's interesting, when you think about Project Online in the cloud, you think about the great emphasis on seamless integration, and then naturally, mobile first, cloud first. So, Sean, are these features available on our mobile devices?
That's a really great question. And as you know, Microsoft is a cloud first, mobile first company. So we are, of course, heavily investing in cloud and mobile. And proliferation of devices isn't a new thing, right? It's the new normal. Everyone has devices. You've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
He's got a Windows phone. He's got a Windows phone. I have an Android phone. But the idea is really access anywhere, to give you access to your data, give you access to your service from anywhere, any device. So, I mean, I love using my mobile device. The first thing I look at when I wake up in the morning is my phone. Well, partly because I turn off my alarm. But after that, I check my email, check my notifications to see what's going on. And sadder is that it's probably the last thing I look at when I go to sleep at night. So
yeah,
we'll move up past that. So access anywhere, right? So it's really about giving you access from anywhere, any place. So first we start with browser support. So Project Online is a cloud solution. It lives in the cloud. You can get access to it using any browser, or any major browser. So IE, Safari, Chrome, Firefox, it all works on any of those. And as you mentioned, we've made some acquisitions to specifically to address the mobile devices and the mobile apps need. So we have a iPad app that shows the same executive portfolio dashboard that you just showed. So you can see that on your iPad sitting on the couch, do your analysis. We also have a app for project managers that runs on the iPad. Gives you a different slice. So it gives you project level information, project status, dashboard for specific projects based on your permissions. And best, my favorite part really, is your timesheet app. So you actually have a app that runs on your iPhones and your Android devices and your Windows phones, where you can see the tasks that you're assigned to. You can actually put updates, status updates on those tasks, and that gets sent back to Project Online for the PM to process. So all of that is available on mobile devices, made very convenient. Also Power BI, I almost forgot. We have a Power BI app. So all the Power BI dashboards that you create, you can access them on your phone.
So just to be clear, so people understand this, do they have to pay extra for these mobile apps?
No, it's all part of the service.
So if they subscribe to Project Online, they get all these mobile apps.
This sounds too good to be true.
It's true.
There you go.
So here's the $1 million question. How does a customer with an on-prem server migrate to Project Online?
There you go. So I have to step up on this. So for those that may not be familiar with my organization, I'm with AvePoint, and we're the Microsoft Cloud experts. We help companies migrate, manage, and protect their Microsoft investments going to the cloud. So when we talk about migration specific to project, you see, in the on-premises environment, it's known as Project Server. And there may be some misunderstanding out there. Project Server is the on-premises. Project Online is the cloud environment. So how do you do migration? Now, what I would suggest, think about this approach, right? This is a very pragmatic approach. This is what we recommend customers, and this is not, you know, specific to any product or technology, but this is a very pragmatic way in how you should think about migration. One is you gotta understand what you have. So you gotta understand what's in Project Server, inventory the content, how the sites are set up, do you have multiple web apps, do you have heavy customization, because I know some customers out there, they may custom brand it, add workflows. So you gotta understand what the Project Server environment is. You gotta discover. And then next is you gotta assess. You gotta prepare what's called a migration design, because now you gotta understand, okay, are we gonna migrate everything? Are these workflows too complex? If we migrate, it's not gonna work? Or is the custom branding, especially if you have prior versions of Project Server, say Project Server 2010 or 2007, branding is not the same in Project Online. So you gotta go through that assessment and exercise and prioritize what the need is for the business, and then take that design and go ahead and do step three to what's called a migration pilot. A migration pilot, what you do is you take a subset of what you want to migrate and then execute that migration, test it and see what works, what doesn't. You might want to tweak it. And once you learn from that, do your full migration execution. Now the last step, even if you've successfully migrated technically, you have to provide some level of support to your users, because certain things you may have missed, may have not migrated. Users may need to learn how to use the new platform because the look and feel is different. Oh, I used to click here, now I have to click there. So provide a plan on how you're gonna support your users as they start using Project Online. Now, what options do I have, Ducks? This is great, this is a great approach, but what do I do? Like, is there some guidance technically? Absolutely. So Microsoft, for one, has a great detailed guidance, which we'll provide the link to, step-by-step on how you migrate on-prem to the cloud if you wanna do it on your own. Essentially, what you do is you gotta make sure your Project Online settings are configured the same as your Project Server settings, you know, how you set up your enterprise resource pool, enterprise global template, all the server settings, make sure it matches up. And then on-prem, you wanna take all the projects and make sure you essentially export it locally to a Microsoft MPP or Microsoft project file. And then once you're done with that, you now reconnect each project file to Project Online and publish it. Now, to some of you, you may be thinking, well, that's okay if only I have 10 projects. In my company, we have 100,000 projects on Project Server. Doing it manually is gonna be cumbersome and it'll take forever. Well, the good news is in the Microsoft ecosystem, in the project ecosystem, there's a lot of partners out there that has products that can assist you with a migration without having you manually copy the project locally. And obviously the third option is you may want to engage experts out there who can do migration, and that's all they do. Because, you know, believe it or not, a lot of you don't do migration every single day. You may do it every 3 years, and hopefully once you're a Project Online, you don't do migration anymore. So there's a lot of experts out there that you can engage and do what's called essentially a white glove migration as a service for your organization. Now, once you're in the cloud, another key area, and I'm sure you guys hear about this.
Oh yes,
security. Customers talking about data governance and compliance security. I mean, what are you hearing from customers around this? Especially when you promote Project Online, do they ask about security?
It's paramount.
Security, I'm a multinational company, I have data in the US and Europe and Asia Pacific, what do I do?
Yeah, and data sovereignty is a big deal, right? And again, there's a lot of news we hear of late. The good news is, and I wanna reaffirm everybody, the Microsoft Cloud is, if not, it's one of the top most secure, highly compliant cloud platform out there. Just check Microsoft website on trusted computing. You'll see all the certification. You know, Sean mentioned earlier in the US government, there's a FedRAMP. In the healthcare arena, there's HIPAA. out in UK, Australia, all the certifications are there that certifies that the Microsoft Cloud platform is as secure and as compliant as it can be. Now, for you, how should you think about this, right? So, okay, guys, I love it, I get it. I move my stuff to Project Online, but how can I ensure data governance and compliance? Well, first and foremost, Project Online being a part of the Office 365 family of products has what's called Compliance Center. So you can log into Compliance Center and define all your policies, if you may, that you have in your organization around data, ensuring things like, okay, we don't want social security number to show up in a public project site, right? Or we don't want it to show up at all. If somebody accidentally uploads a Word document with a social security number, that's a problem. But we can put, or at least the platform has mechanisms so that after a period of time, it can see it and it can alert certain people. Now, what if you have a lot more needs around data governance and compliance, where you might want real-time capture of these social security numbers, right? And that's the other beauty of the Microsoft ecosystem. You know, earlier I said, if you want to leverage Project Online, it allows you to get everybody on the same page quickly. Number two, allows you to manage proactively. The third benefit is it allows you to win consistently because let's say there's some feature or functionality or need that's you need and it's still not there. Well, guess what? Microsoft has a big ecosystem of partners. So we're one of those partners that we actually built on top of the Microsoft Cloud. We have a technology called AvePoint Online Services, which provides infrastructure governance, governance automation, and compliance monitoring in your Microsoft Cloud investment. So for example, I can't keep talking all day long, but let me show you a quick example. So this is the same project site, and I enabled Compliance Guardian from AvePoint to monitor it. I put a rule. I said, you know what? We're not going to allow social security number to be placed on this site. So I did this earlier. I uploaded a bunch of documents, and you know the file name kind of described what's there. But there's two files, and I call those file names so it's obvious, that has a bank account information and social security number. So I uploaded it. What happened? As soon as I uploaded it, alerts went out to compliance office or the IT admin and said, hey, there's a violation. So what I did as the admin, I went into Compliance Guardian Online that's powered by AvePoint Online Services. And I looked at the incident where, there you go. I looked at the incident and looked at, okay, this file has a violation, and the issue is, aha, there's a social security number. What are you doing? You're copying it?
I was writing it down.
All right, don't write it down.
Not good.
Now, right, that's pretty cool. As soon as upload, it catches it and caught it. Now, it's still there though, ducks. I mean, it's great, somebody got alerted, but what if another person went in here and went to the library and started downloading it or copying it? Well, I also told Compliance Guardian that not only will you catch it, go ahead and encrypt the file. So what it did to the file, it encrypted it. So if somebody attempts to look at it, friends, here's what the file looks like. The social security number doesn't even show. Now, I can also tell it to do a lot of other things, right? I can say just delete the file or quarantine it, do all this stuff. But long story short, if you're concerned about data governance and compliance, there's a lot of phenomenal out-of-the-box capabilities in Project Online. And if it's not enough, we at AvePoint, we have solutions that can support you with those needs as well.
Great. Ducks, thank you so much for that comprehensive breakdown. You know, we've covered a considerable amount of material here today. Why don't we open up the floor for Q&A with the time remaining?
So I see Vidya has a question about licensing. How do we license Project Online? And so Project Online is a subscription-based license where you actually pay per user. And as your user population goes up and down, you can adjust that. So if you're a company or an enterprise that's growing, you add subscriptions. If you're an enterprise that maybe went through an M&A or you're shrinking, you take subscriptions off. This goes back to the ROI that we were speaking about. And one of the benefits of Project Online is you consolidate licensing. You don't need SharePoint licenses anymore when you move to the cloud. You don't need Windows Server licenses, etc. All that is included in the subscription price. So it makes for managing the licensing in your environment a lot easier and a lot more predictable. Thank you, Vidya.
Sure. Another question from Azeem is if you could talk a little more on project and portfolio management piece. And also another thing that he wanted to know about was how you can do some lightweight project management on SharePoint and some of that integration into the project server as well.
Sure, I'd be happy to take that. So the question is, what are the differences with project portfolio management and lightweight project management with SharePoint? So I had the great fortune maybe 8 years ago now, I wrote the book SharePoint for Project Management.
True or false?
True, wow. Look it up. Go buy it, it's 80 cents a copy for my kids' college fund. Anyway, so SharePoint. So, you know, there's different needs for each need. So let's start with lightweight project management as the question comes up. When we talk about lightweight, it's short-term, handful of people, and we have a few documents. So in fact, let me bring up my SharePoint site here. So in the example friends I showed earlier, this is SharePoint, and if this is all you need, because it's a two-week project, all we're doing is sharing a couple files, and maybe all we're doing, friends, is you know having this task list or action items, whatever you want to call it, certainly that's good enough. That's fine, right? But since this is a part of Project Online, you can keep working here. And if the program management team or portfolio manager wants to see this and bring it up in the big picture, they can still have visibility to this. Now, as your needs change, let's talk about more mature project management that you need Microsoft Project to start doing scheduling because you have dependencies, you know. Kickoff has to start first before requirements gathering. Once requirements gathering is done, these two things happen. You can couple SharePoint alongside Microsoft Project on the desktop or Project Pro, as Sean mentioned. So as soon as you open that, the beauty of this is these two things are now connected. These two things, any changes I make in Microsoft Project, once it's saved, it will be synced to that project site. And then the third step, now you have a higher level of need, high level of maturity, and you need to start doing, you know, demand management, or you need to start having needs around more sophisticated project management. That's where the full-blown Project Online capability can be taken advantage of. So again, very flexible platform, project management for everybody, and has solutions that I'm sure would meet your needs.
And I think on portfolio management, one of the key things too is things always change. So what comes to mind is the water crisis in Michigan, right? So all of a sudden, Flint, Michigan had to refocus their efforts and clear that up. So they took resources that they had in other projects and had to reallocate them. With Project Online in the portfolio piece, we can actually make that tweak and adjustment and see how it affects the other projects. So for example, when we do allocate resources to this crisis situation, other projects are going to be impacted, and our constituency, our stakeholders, etc., they need to be aware of that. We also, when Dux was talking about this before, is we can do what-if scenarios, which is fantastic for planning. Mm-hmm. So as a project manager or as a PMO, often it comes to us and our management is saying, we got to deliver these projects, we have to deliver these projects, and we say, fine, but since we have a finite budget and finite resources, which ones do you want to pull out?
Exactly.
And, you know, I love the way you said Excel tic-tac-toe or Excel.
Yeah. Tetris. Resource Tetris. But that's what we do, right?
We can do that on the fly, and we can do these what-if scenarios and say to management, okay, you know, we'll build the golden goose that lays the golden eggs, but you've got to drop these X amount of projects.
And you brought an important point, right? People forget, at the end of the day, a project is a three-legged stool. It's about schedule, it's about scope, and it's about cost, right? So if you want something faster and better, right, maybe it's not going to be good. If you want something good and cheap, it's not going to be fast. It's whatever, however that combination is.
The triangle.
This is a triangle. So this is a great platform, this is a great technology, but at the end of the day, the technology can't do everything for you, right? Sound process and people with the right roles and the right responsibilities.
So what I'm hearing is it's really about what the tool can do to make you more productive, more efficient, more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is what's resonating. Do we have any more questions?
No.
That, No more questions. Can you believe that, guys? Well, I would like to thank Sean, Michael, Dux. This has been a wonderful session. That concludes Empower Your Business with Project Online. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.